It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
And we are joined by Galesburg native Kyle Hunter. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Well, you started the year, you were hoping for great things, that maybe you're going to start off in AAA, but unfortunately for you, and is this the first time, at least in your professional career, that you had a little bit of an injury to start the season?
Yeah, this is the first time that I've missed time, you know, from an injury in my professional career. So, you know, it just sucks, you know, being injured during spring training.
And was it like a groin muscle? Is that what the issue was?
Yeah, it was a groin. I was pitching, getting ready to go into a game, an inter-squad game early on in spring training, and just pushed off the mound and didn't feel right and didn't hurt enough to shut it down. So I pitched through it, and then later after it started swelling up and, you know, hurt pretty bad. So I had to take it into the trainers.
Well, that's one of those things that growing up, you push through pain. But when you get to that level, especially professionally, they want to protect their assets. So, you know, even though you feel like maybe you can keep going, they don't want you to.
Yeah, I mean, definitely they want you, you know, if something's wrong, to tell them right away so they can, you know, try to prevent it from it getting worse. So, yeah, they definitely want you to tell them, you know, if something's bugging you.
Yeah. Is that the only time I ever had that happen was when I didn't stretch out very well and then ran the bases playing softball. But I would guess you guys limber up pretty well every time before you hit the field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was stretched out, ready to go. You know, our trainers do a good job of making sure we're loose, and just kind of, you know, a freak accident.
So you're currently in Peoria, Arizona, the home of the Mariners spring training, and you're basically like rehab assignment right now. Is that right?
Yeah, right. Yep, I'm just down here just rehabbing my groin and getting back into the swing of things.
As you've been in the process for a couple of years, do you enjoy the spring training process? I know I hear veterans that kind of moan about it and are just ready to go up and play the games that count, so to speak. For a lot of us, we think it'd be kind of nice to go down there for a month and just enjoy the warmer weather. How do you feel about the spring training process?
I like it. You know, it's a grind, you know, every day, you know, having to get up early and, you know, compete for a job with, you know, 200 other guys. So that part of it is definitely, you know, grinding on you. But, you know, it's fun, you know, enjoy the weather. You know, a lot of people come out and watch, so that's always fun. And so I like it.
Do you ever have to pinch yourself a little bit? And you know, it is a lot of hard work. And I guess when you're caught up in that whole thing, you do what the day asks you to do. But to stand back and go, wow, I'm I'm where I'm at, getting to do what I love to do, and I'm this close to the major leagues. It's got to be, when you look at the big picture, pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes, you know, I just get my mind, you know, just working, and, you know, don't take the time to, you know, appreciate, you know, being able to play baseball for a living. So, you know, sometimes I just got to take a step back and, you know, appreciate it.
Talking with Kyle Hunter, he's a pitcher in the Seattle Mariners organization, former Galesburg Silver Streak. And Kyle, talk a little bit about the process and when you finally decided to sign the professional contract. You got drafted by the Yankees organization out of high school, decided to forego that and go ahead and play some college ball. What was the whole thought process behind that, and then when you finally did decide to sign?
Well, actually, I was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays out of high school.
My bad. Okay, the Rays rather than
Yankees. And the Yankees, I got drafted by them after my sophomore year.
Okay, that's okay, after at Kansas State. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So you were drafted. Basically, you were drafted three times then.
I was fortunate enough to be drafted out of high school, but I just felt I wasn't ready. You know, I wanted to enjoy the college life and, you know, definitely develop more as a pitcher. So I chose to go the college route. You know, had a great, you know, great time, you know, pretty good career there, and fortunate enough to get drafted a couple more times.
Looking back on your Silver Streaks career, Kyle, what are some of your highlights, the things that you look back with best memories in playing for Coach Gonzalez and company?
It was just great playing for a great program. You know, Coach Gonzalez, you know, does a great job with the program. You know, it's had great tradition, and so that was always awesome. You know, we come out and compete every night.
Any of your teammates that you keep in touch with years later here?
Oh, yeah. So some of my teammates, you know, are my best friends still to this day, so I talked to a few.
Who in particular?
Kyle McGee. He was like a middle infielder for us. TJ Scott, who is one of my best friends. I still talk to him almost not every day, but quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other guys that I talked to here and there, like Zach Ricketts, who's the groundskeeper now for the Beloit Snappers, the Class A team.
Yeah, in fact, we just talked with Zach a couple of weeks ago about what he's been going through trying to get fields ready up here in the Midwest, and it's kind of neat the connection for you guys to have that baseball experience. I guess you guys can probably share a lot of stories when you get together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're both trying to make our way to the major leagues.
Talking with Kyle Hunter, former Galesburg Silverstreak, pitching in the Seattle Mariners organization. And talk a little bit about your college days. I mean, one of the great things, you went into the big, what was the Big 12, which has changed a little bit now, but a great baseball conference. So you got to see some really good competition there at Kansas State.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Big 12 was the Big 12. It was, one of the top premier, college baseball conferences. And so I remember in particular my freshman year, just watching some of the guys that were pitching on Friday nights, just, first rounder after first rounder, a couple of guys that are in the big leagues right now. So that was always fun to watch. It was great competition. Mm.
As you work your way, hopefully, towards making it to the major leagues, Kyle, do you get, at this point of your career, are you still looking at, does everybody at your level want to be a starting pitcher when they get there, or do some guys, because of the way they throw the ball, does the team start to say, okay, we're going to make you kind of a situational type pitcher that we might use out of the bullpen to get one or two outs? How does that work when you're developing?
I think early on a lot of guys want to be a starting pitcher. Definitely once you move up the ladder, it's basically whatever that organization thinks is going to get into the big leagues the quickest. So if that's a situational lefty or a long relief out of the pen, whatever it is that they want that they think will get you moved up the quickest is definitely the route to go.
And kind of where have they had you within that fold?
What's that?
Where have they had you as, where are you seeing yourself?
My first few years of Pro Bowl, I've kind of done it all. I've came in relief early on, second, third inning, and go three or four innings. I've been, the setup guy, come in, get a lefty out. I've even closed some games. But I think, as I keep moving up, I think I'm just going to be the best that suits me is long relief and also, be able to come in and get a lefty out. So I think that will be my role.
Yeah.
On my route to the big leagues.
Well, and I'm told that you may not have the blazing fastball that some guys ride on, but you've got really good stuff. And I guess that's where you probably figure your bread is butter to be able to just be able to move that ball all around and make it tough on the hitters.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have overpowering stuff, but I have the ability to change my speeds and locate my fastball and locate all my pitches. So that's why I've had some success.
Kyle Hunter, a former Galesburg Silverstreak, pitching in the Seattle Mariners organization. Well, you're on the rehab stint as you said, and how much longer do you think you'll be in Peoria? And then, do you know yet where you're going to be assigned? Are you going to be at AAA Tacoma or back in Jackson, Tennessee? Or do you know at this point?
I don't know for sure. If I had to guess, I would say either back to Jackson or get the pump to Tacoma. But I'm not sure. I don't handle that. The timeline, the trainers down here have told me that they want me to get one more bullpen session probably tomorrow and then get in a scrimmage game on Monday and Wednesday. And then in terms of them, they said I'll be cleared to go after that. So after that, just about, getting assignment and getting out there and playing again. Mm-hmm.
As you get set to get back in, do you think there's a chance if you get healthy that maybe things would fall into place where you might wear a big league uniform this year, or I guess that's all left to chance?
It's all left to chance, but, there's always, it's possible. Weird things.
Yeah, I guess if you do get that call if you're in Tacoma, well, right then and there, you're one major league injury or, phone call just a step away from that call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Even in AA, there's guys I played with last year who got called to the AAA for maybe a week or two and then got called to the big league. So, you're one step away.
Mm-hmm. Well, we told Chad there last week we're looking forward to that Galesburg moment where you're pitching to him here in a few years. That that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, yeah.
I think the next closest thing we've seen is maybe when Girardi was catching and Jim Thome was at the plate, although, you know, because both the Peoria area, mm-hmm. yeah. So, yeah. So that'd be kind of neat to have the two guys from the same town facing off against each other.
Yeah, and then if there's a rain delay, Zach can come put the tarp out. So
yeah, there you go.
For sure.
All right. Well, so, you know, as far as your goals, obviously, you know, one is to get to the major leagues. But what is it that you're wanting to accomplish as a pitcher and getting to that level?
I think the biggest thing is just consistency. You know, that's definitely what separates, you know, big leaguers from double-A, triple-A guys is, you know, the talent's not too far away. It's just about being consistent, being able to come in, you know, every night and perform well at the highest level. So I think that's the biggest thing is just consistency.
All right. Well, Kyle, we really do appreciate you taking the time this morning. I know it's very early where you're at, way earlier than here, a couple hours earlier. So we really do appreciate you taking the time. And I want to wish you luck on your rehab stint and looking forward to hearing more from you and about you this season.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
Kyle,
thanks.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.